Good morning and welcome to worship. Welcome to church. Welcome to sacred time as we step apart from the world for a while, not to turn away from the world, but that we might be better equipped to take our place in it, that we might be better equipped to take into the world the fierce justice of God, the tender teachings and practices of Jesus, the passions of the Holy Spirit. So welcome to worship, welcome to church, but be warned, God is in this space. Amen. Today is, in the Christian calendar, today is Trinity Sunday, the Sunday we attend to the mysterious, marvelous, unfathomable community of God, God in three persons. Today is also Communion Sunday. We shall break bread together. And to that end, you are invited to make preparations if you have not already. Some bread and juice, bread or crackers, juice, wine, water. Let not the perfect be the enemy of the good. For with God, all things are possible. Amen. Please take a moment to sign the virtual friendship pad. Let us know who is out there and where you are. You can find it in the chat feature. So welcome to worship. Welcome to church. God is in this space. This space infused with eternity, yet rooted in now. Let us worship. Christians are a people who believe in the power of symbol, cross and crown, font and water, bread and cup. We also believe in the power of posture, the posture of blessing, crossing, bowing, kneeling. Today I take a knee, a posture of humility, confession, and solidarity. Let us pray. Gracious and triune God, you who made and mothered us, painted our skin such lovely hues and pronounced them good. I confess the terrible grip that skin color continues to have on this nation, dividing us one from another, white and black, brown and yellow, red and biracial, causing dehumanization, domination, privilege, power, terror. Grant to us the eyes of children, that we might see each other with wonder and with awe, delighting in difference. And this, dear God, make our hearts large for each other. In Jesus' name we pray, and let the whole church say, Amen.
Church, instead of a message to the children, today the children have a message for you.
Brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There are some things that we'll just never know. And there are some things that we know, you know? One thing I don't think I'll ever fully know is the mystery of the Trinity, the threefold nature of God. Theologians for centuries have delved into this mystery, this understanding of the divine, which only highlights that God, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit can never be put into a box, which is something that I love about God. But there is something I do know. I know how a parent loves a child. And I know how a doctor or a teacher cares for those in their charge. And I know how a community, empowered and inspired by a moving of the Spirit, can help to move mountains and build a better world. I know these things, and in this way, I come to know through experience more and more about the Trinity, about the divine in relationship. The Trinity, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, are the perfect model of unity in diversity, a community of relationship, distinct and yet so perfectly intertwined that it's hard to tell where one begins and the other ends. The Creator God sets things in motion to allow for the work of Christ and the moving of the Holy Spirit. Through Christ, God the parent is able to show forgiveness and grace, and the Holy Spirit is given a community to empower. Christ, the Word, allows God to speak, to heal, to teach, to love on the earth, and the Spirit emblazons the hearts of all who would continue the creating work of God, building God's kingdom of justice and of peace. The Trinity, three in one, is better together. And if we claim, as the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1, that humankind, you and me and every single person, is made in the image of God, then at the very core of our being is a call to be in relationship, to build community with one another, and we are better together. By being in relationship with others, we are transformed into better followers of Christ. We are transformed into more loving neighbors, more humble forgiveness seekers. We are better together. But this is hard work. It is vulnerable and painful work. To build relationships, we must listen deeply, look at ourselves with scrutiny, and acknowledge where bias and racism and sin find a seat in our institutions and in our own hearts. It is work that Old South Church has taken on in a serious fashion, seeking repentance, building space for conversations, and taking action to uproot structural oppression and unleash collective liberation in our society. But the work is far from done. We need the full power of the Triune God right here, right now. Our voices join with the voices of Black people and people of color everywhere to cry out in lament. There is violence and injustice in the street, hatred and fear and oppression in the street, deep division, frustration, despair. Though we who have privilege would turn away, we must cry out, this is not how things should be. And when we face it, and when we name it, racism, injustice, and when we name them Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Tony McDade, George Floyd, when we cry out in lament, as queer womanist theologian Emily Towns notes, our laments mark the beginning of healing. Naming these horrors in an unrestrained lament helps mold us into people who respond with an emphatic no to the way that people have been dehumanized and crushed, communities have been demonized and decimated, faith has been used as a platform of bigotry and hate. No! Our lament becomes a prayer. More than just an expression of sorrow, lament is an act of trust. We pour out our fears, frustrations, and sorrows to a God in whom we trust. And so lament becomes the starting place of hope, because it allows us to envision together with God how the world could be. When Paul writes the passage we just heard, the one about putting things in order, living in peace and agreeing with one another, he's writing to a community deeply divided. Paul's appeal that they agree with one another does not mean that they must always hold the same opinion, but that they must agree on matters that are vital to their functioning as the body of Christ. Agree that every person has inherent dignity and sacred worth. Agree that though we are different, we are unified through the sacrament of communion. Agree that we are better together, that we need one another. Agree that we are called to pursue justice and liberation for all people. As the Trinity is better together, humankind is better together. And together we have great power. Together, as we cry out in lament, that power is rooted in hope. Hope for a coming kingdom of justice for all people, and peace that does not whitewash our differences, but cultivates a wholeness of blessed, diverse community. And the time to build that future is now. It is clear that the coronavirus has disrupted the pattern of our lives, that even as we begin to re-enter society, the world will not be the same as it was. This time apart is an opportunity for us to re-envision and reimagine how we want society to be structured on the other side. It's time. It's past time. And it's a lot. But we can do it. There are already people organizing to make these changes in ways big and small. I've seen so many of you in this past week alone who've taken action to fight against white supremacy. When others might ask, "Where is God?" you have responded to say, "We are God's hands and feet and hearts." And together, we have much power, and together we will build the better future that must come next. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit will be with us all. Amen.
And so Let us pray. Gracious God, breath of life, ancient of days, Holy Spirit, the one whose breath is the very breath in our lives, we remember that you were there from the beginning of time, that you have seen us through and will continue so. In our questioning, in our suffering, in our cries, how long, O God? In this day we come before you, heavily laden, worn and weary, in mourning and lament, grieving, not just from today or this week or these past weeks, but from all the years, the decades, the centuries, in the US, on the African continent, the Caribbean islands, in fact, globally, to be black and to have breath, to be black and to have breath. Today we grieve the lives of so many, too many to name. Black lives, black trans lives, black children, the lives of Nina Pop, Tony McDade, Breonna Taylor, George McFloyd, Ahmaud Arbery. God, may you comfort their families and friends. May you comfort the black community. May we do just by them. See us through, O God. Restore unto us vision. Renew our dreams. Empower us to prophetic creative action, to act courageously, unceasingly towards creating equitable structural and policy changes, to giving reparations, to abolishing systems such as prisons, to employing restorative justice, to end state violence, to be accountable and to restore dignity to those whose backs are against the wall. This is no easy work. So God, give us the boldness, vulnerability, resources to do a deep working out in our hearts, to face our fears and insecurities that perpetuate structural violence and oppression, that results in transphobia, xenophobia, homophobia, racism. Give us an ear to listen, to enable us to hear the voices, the cries, the moans and groans of those we have silenced for so long. Give us wisdom and discernment as we do this labor of love and justice you have called of us to do. To God, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to God's power that is at work within us, to God be the glory. As we join together in one voice to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive others. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
If you believe in the work of Grace Speaks, our church's conversations on race, if you believe in this and this, if you believe in the ministry of beauty, if you believe in hope when the world is in despair and love when the world spirals into hate, then if you would consider supporting us, Help to fund our many ministries of mercy, of justice, and of beauty. No one can do this alone. We do it together, and together it becomes a mighty thing. The morning's offering will be given and received. The donate button is right about there. If you know the story we are about to tell, then sit back, relax, and take it in. If you haven't heard this story before, or for a very long time, then pay attention, because this is the greatest story ever told. On a Thursday evening, Jesus gathered with his closest friends, the disciples, to celebrate the Passover meal. When they were at table, Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the meal, Jesus took the cup. He gave God thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink, friends, drink deeply. For this cup is the new covenant poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this in remembrance of me." I invite you to extend your hands in an ancient posture of Christian blessing as we give God thanks for this meal. Let us pray. Holy, holy, holy God, you created the cosmos and called them good. Your word became flesh and gave us new life. You made us a church by the power of your Holy Spirit. And you give us the grain of the earth and the fruit of the vine to sustain us still. So come, God, come, and rest upon this bread and dive deep into this cup, that this bread and this cup may be holy food to strengthen and nourish us. In our sharing of this meal, bind us closer to one another, and in doing so, bind us closer to you. For all of this, we give thanks in the name of Jesus the Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. If there is a small part of you that worries if you are worthy to feast at this table, remember that with Jesus that evening was one who would doubt him, one who would betray him, one who would deny him, and in his hour of greatest need, they would all desert him, and he knew it. If he was willing to eat with them, surely he is willing to eat with us. All you have to be is hungry for God. Eat and drink now in remembrance and thanksgiving, for these are the gifts of God for you, the scattered but whole and worthy people of God. Let us pray.
Holy Spirit, by this meal you have filled us with your life. Christ our Savior, you have embraced us with your love. God our Mother, you have fed us with your grace. From this table, send us out into your beloved world to share this feast of life, love, grace with all. Blessing and honor and glory to you, holy, holy, holy God. Amen.
Let us go in peace and in power to love and serve the Triune God, Creator Christ and Holy Spirit in all that we do. And let the whole church say, Amen.